Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
That's the Rascals bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Jordy, longtime member of my Brain Trust. She's Senior Executive Vice President and Chief of Staff at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say it. You've heard me say it before. I say it, as you know, I don't just say this when they're Independent Community Bankers with me. I say it all the time. You need to make sure that you have a relationship with an Independent Community Banker. Go find a community banker. Community bank, and walk in there and tell them I sent you, tell them Terry sent you, and just talk to them about what they can do with you, what they can help you with, what they can do for you. I promise you, you will thank me later. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the when the previous segment, we talked about some of the challenges that community bankers are having by being collateral damage. I'm calling it collateral damage. Mm-hmm. with the regulatory processes of trying to avoid another collapse like 2008. The big deal that you guys are working on is saying, hey guys, we're a different animal. We're a different species from Bank of America, from Goldman Sachs, etc. We're a different kind of an organization. Don't paint us with the same brush as those guys. If you're going to regulate us where we live and the way we are in the marketplace, not the way they are. What do you think?
Well, you're right. And the good news is that we're making some significant progress along those lines. In fact, the very regulators, you know, who hire the examiners that go into the community banks are also seeing that we're getting to the point where we're sort of at this tipping point. And so they're starting to speak out and say, listen, you know, we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. We mm-hmm. need to step back and look at policy different, create regulations that are appropriate for the community banking industry. And we all know as community bankers that we need to be safe and sound and follow all the rules and you know, make sure that we're there for our communities for the long run. But still, it can't be so oppressive that we're not able to make mortgage loans to our customers mm-hmm. or, you know, to our small business.
Or just regular business loans.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of the stuff, the way community bankers are being squeezed on their margins and everything, and with the challenge with low interest rates right now, it's really tough for them to even do business.
Yes, they're being so prescriptive as to the kinds of loans that banks can make that they're hoping to remove all risk from the system, and that's impossible.
That's
banking is a risk system, and small businesses take risks every day too.
Right.
And so we need to find a balance there. And we are making some progress. Some of the major regulators, the Federal Reserve, the Conference of State Bank Supervisors, CEO John Ryan just gave an excellent speech last week in Chicago. And it's being heard and it's getting some attention.
He said that Ryan said his members said that they're worried that the fewer community banks there are, would do what I said in the last segment. They're worried that fewer community banks will translate into less economic growth, and he is right on the money.
Well, and there's over 400 counties in our country that would not have a community bank or would not have a bank at all in their county if it were not for a community bank.
That's right.
And proximity to a community bank is very important when you're a small business owner. You need to be able to go in there and get eye to eye. You know, and community banks can provide all of the other types of online banking and, ATM networks and mobile banking and everything, but they also provide that additional relationship that is necessary for small business.
Well, and the more and more people are using electronic banking. I mean, I love my community bankers, but I don't go to the bank as much as I used to.
No, but
if they've got two branches or 20 branches.
I think again we go back to that relationship because if you have a need for your small business that you're able to go in there and mm-hmm. talk to somebody that has worked with you for the last 5 to 10 years, and they've been with you through thick and thin. But at the same time, when you're traveling on business, you're able to connect with your bank electronically. You're able to bank with them any way.
And you know what else, Terry? The people that I did business with at my community bank over 20 years ago, those same people are still there in that bank.
That's right. They seem to hang in there.
That continuity is really important to a small business.
Very important.
Terry, give us the website again, please.
ICBA.org. And also, if you're looking for a community bank near you, you can go to banklocally.org.
All right, so check it out. Terry, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks so much for all you do, Jim.
Terry Jordy, ladies and gentlemen, with the Independent Community Bankers of America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. Don't stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.